This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And on the line now we have Richard Thornton. And Richard is a performer and producer and has a show at the Fringe Festival called the Musical Comedy Jukebox. Richard, thank you for coming on. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you and have a chat with you.
And you too. It's great to be able to talk to someone whose show is still going ahead at Fringe.
Oh, I know. And I have to say, being here, I feel so sorry for everyone, of course, who couldn't get their show on this year. I was listening to Tash just before this, and I think you'll see I've been sharing some similar experiences with her, and I was able to luckily pivot very quickly to get this on as a digital show. But I do. I feel so sorry for everyone who can't be there. It wasn't that long ago we had our launch night and I saw everyone on Zoom and all the faces of all the performers that were going to be there. So, yeah, my heart goes out to them.
Yeah, it's a real shame to not have that community this year, but I'm glad that a lot of people are able to shift to online or are figuring it out and changing their shows up for the moment. But, I mean, it looks like with your background understanding Twitch, like we spoke to Tash about, you're all
That's
over
right.
it.
I was laughing along as she was describing the experience of learning how OBS works, the streaming software, and how to set up your lights and your microphones. And I'm standing here in a room of my house surrounded by studio lights now and my piano and five monitors that surround me when I'm performing. So it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
But you've been doing it now, Richard, for a while, haven't you, the online side?
I have. I was really lucky. When the pandemic hit last year, I live in the Banyule area, and there was going to be a big kids festival on, and I've got three little kids, two in primary school and one at kinder.
And oh, my gosh, two at primary school and one at kinder. Oh, my God. You're a saint.
I was on at 12:15 today watching that press conference. I can tell you to see when they're going to get back in school again. But there was going to be the Banyule Arty Farty Festival was going to be on, which is a big thing for the kids. Yeah. And that was cancelled. It was the first big thing that was cancelled for us. So I threw together really quickly, just on my phone, I did a little music show for the kids that Sunday morning and found I had 400 people turn up or something, which was just amazing.
Wow.
That led me to try a show on YouTube and had a few people come. But I'd been watching people play computer games on Twitch and I thought, I know there's a musical community there. And I've since discovered that it is just extraordinary. Some of the most amazing musicians I've met, well, clearly in the last year and a half, but are in that community. So very quickly pivoted to that and started doing two or three shows a week and have had a great time for the last 18 months keeping doing what I'm doing and performing on Twitch.
Brilliant. Now give us your background way back. You know, like, when did it all come about for you? You know, like, where did the itch come from to be a performer?
Yeah, so I grew up in a household that had a piano and I would just sit and play away at the piano. I started learning trumpet in primary school and that stuck with me. So I went to the College of the Arts once I finished school, studied a Bachelor of Music, playing orchestral trumpet.
Wow.
Which doesn't really lead into a career in music.
A bit niche.
As I discovered. So I didn't actually finish the course. I started doing an IT job and I've been quite lucky, and this is where Twitch comes into it, of course. I've been quite lucky to have a great career in IT, and that I think has underpinned what has let me do my music career. But through college, I was playing in bands, and since college days, I've played in amateur theatre quite a bit. I musically directed a couple of shows. I did Oklahoma way back when. But I've kept playing music forever. Community orchestras and bands and the Australian Youth Band, I toured around New Zealand and have been all over the place with.
Whoa.
Into Asia with a group called the Itchy Feet Pep Band, who were a theatrical, what would we call it, a comedic theatrical marching band, I think is sort of what we had.
Oh, okay.
Very subverted your expectations as to what you'd get from a marching band. So I've sort of done it all, but it's really the last 5 years that my songwriting really started to get a little bit of traction, and it was really just as the pandemic hit that I was out doing open mic nights and bars around, you know, Northcote, those sorts of things. And last year was going to be the year that I'd bring this to Fringe and start to build up the name for this act. And this is really the thing that I'm passionate about. I love playing the trumpet, and I'll keep doing that, and I play that still on my streams a bit. But really, for me, all paths have led to the songwriting and the singing and performing. I think that's I love being clever with words. I love telling great stories, and that's really where I'm at now. And that's sort of in part what I'm bringing to Fringe this year.
Right. Well, well, tell us, because the show's called The Musical Comedy Jukebox. So I just assumed, but you're insinuating that you're writing a lot of the music. I just assumed that it was all musical theatre, but a jukebox version.
It is going to be a mixture. So a lot of the songs, I could fill the show with my original stuff. But what I found when I got on Twitch was you can play your originals, but really people just want to request songs. Like that, they come to your channel and they'll stay for hours. And I heard you talking to Tash about, you know, performing. And Tash mentioned not getting that feedback from people at the end of the show.
Yeah.
The great thing with Twitch is you've got chat. So I can have 100, 200, 1,000 people watching and they're all typing messages back to me. So you do have that engagement.
Wow.
But requesting songs is the thing. So all of a sudden I was playing Wonderwall and all of those classics, right, which I never thought I'd do. I don't want to sit in a pub and play covers, but I was happy to give the crowd what they wanted. So and then, of course, you build more engagement by bringing in, I've got a light strip that sits behind me that people control through chat. So if I'm singing one of my sad songs, the lights will go blue because someone...
Really? Wow.
And then the sound effects started. So I've written a program that other Twitch streamers are using now, and I use on my channel, where if you're a subscriber, so it's a bit of a perk for the people that are subscribing to my channel, they can play sounds. And I think the thunderclap is probably the most common, if not the sexy sax sound. And that's my cue to take a drink from my water bottle every time the chat gets that going. So coming to Fringe, I was telling my wife, I'd love to just do a show of originals. And she said, look, there'll be time for that. But what I know you're really passionate about at the moment is all this interactive stuff.
Yeah.
So the plan was that you would turn up at the venue, scan a QR code and have a new app that I've just written on your phone. And while you're sitting in the crowd, you could vote on the song list and you could play a sound effect once every 10 minutes or change the lights that were under my piano. And what I'm now doing is quickly reimagining that. So it's come from Twitch to real life and now going back to the Melbourne Fringe digital platform. And that app is still a thing. So there'll be a QR code on your screen. You can, while you're sitting there at home, play a sound effect and try to confuse me or give me a fight or whatever you want to. And I get so in the moment, and I tell you what, when that thunderclap goes off, I jump out of my chair.
hey, you know, like, Tash, we asked her, how do the neighbours go? Now, you've got three young kids, which, you know, they're probably in bed when you're doing all of this. How noisy is it all for them?
So I play the trumpet muted, and I'm wearing a headset, so the only thing you hear in my house is me shouting and singing quite loudly, and I do often lose my voice because I'm doing this. Two of the kids sleep behind the wall in here, and not once in 18 months have they woken up.
Which is
pretty good. I did a stream last week sitting... So Twitch is weird, right? And I can mention the gaming side of it too, because it's led into some gaming stuff I've done, but I did a stream last Friday night sitting next to my campfire in the backyard, just chatting for 3 hours.
Whoa.
Which, again, I never thought I would do, but, you know, the Twitch community is there. They seem to like the idea. There were 50 people just chatting away for the 3 hours I was out there. I did play my trumpet, and that may now be the first time. It's 10:30 at night. Might be the first time that the neighbours have got a bit grumpy at me. There've been no politely worded messages in the letterbox.
Okay.
The children aren't waking up. Okay. So I seem to be doing something right.
Right. Well, this absolutely sounds fabulous. And do you know what? You've got the right attitude. You know, like you really do. You know, like, and it sounds as if you're really enjoying what you're doing as well.
I absolutely love it. You know, I think, again, what Tash said about the buzz that you get from doing this. I've done a 12-hour stream once. We started every 3 hours. Yeah, I just got up and stretched my back. There was a weekend recently where I was getting close to hitting the 1,000 followers on Twitch, which is a bit of a milestone, and we just recently passed 2,000. But I did 5 streams in a weekend and I was losing my voice, and I was at about 960 something, and it was, I was into my sort of 10th hour streaming for the weekend. My family was away, by the way, but that's how I got that time. But I was just about to give up, and there's a mechanic on Twitch where you can take your audience to another channel as you finish, and it obviously keeps people on the platform and keeps them engaged. But one of Twitch's biggest music performers, Lara, who's an incredible piano player, raided my channel with 1,300 people. And I was just at the point where I'd lost my voice and I was going to give up for the weekend. And I went and did another 2 hours of streaming, trying to sing without a voice, all that kind of thing. But, you know, the community that there is on that platform is just extraordinary, and I love it. And you're right, I can stream for hours and hours and hours, have a great time. I don't remember any of it. Quite often I wake up the following morning and think, sure, I promised someone I'd record something for them, or I'd send them something. Oh. But yeah, look, it is great. And I think as we come out of COVID, it's not something I want to give up. I mean, I want to build the comedy songwriting and performing side. But I think at least a night a week I'll be sitting here playing to the amazing, amazing community that I've built on Twitter.
Brilliant. Okay. So your Fringe Festival show is called?
It's the Musical Comedy Jukebox. You can find it either through Fringe or just richardthornton.com/fringe is an easy one to remember.
Yep.
I think, in fact, if you just Google Fringe Jukebox, you'll find me, because there's not many of them around.
Okay. And it's from Thursday, the 30th September. And there's lots of different dates, so you need to go online and check it out. Yep.
There are 5 different dates. Those that are out there that do have young kids, I am doing one show that the Sunday, the 3rd of October, is kid-friendly. I'm hiding a few songs in the song list that aren't so great. It's for the younger kids to come along to.
Okay, Richard, lovely chatting to you, and congratulations on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I love the opportunity. It's fantastic. Thank you, and it's great. It's great to speak with you.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Richard Thornton here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Mag.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.